The wind howled outside, a mournful yet erotic song that was both hauntingly lovely and powerfully commanding. Rain slapping against the window glass provided a subtle counterpoint, a tattletale melody, harmonizing with the percussion of the wood in the fireplace. Occasionally, the crackling gave way to an explosive popping that sent embers shooting upward, illuminating our bodies in a golden burst. It was a light and sound spectacular that no nightclub could match, a music to which we loved to dance, reclined, supine, intertwined. I lay atop the faux fur rug in one of his white dress shirts. I knew each crackle of the fire created a new, stark, erotic snapshot for his mind to process and store away. Soft hair framing my face, pale skin against the crisp shirt, the shadow of my hardened nipples beneath the starched fabric. His arms found me, pulling me closer, lips brushing the smooth skin at my neck. I moved to devour him, tongue probing. I felt his hard body against me and pressed my hips to him in repeated, silent urging. I wore nothing under that shirt. He wore nothing but a light sheen of perspiration that had nothing to do with the fire. Throwing one leg over his hip, I rolled him onto his back. I felt the brief sensation of his hardness against my wetness before I raised up on my knees and drew him into me. Oh, my tight, slick velvet, as inviting as my mouth had been earlier when I sucked his thickly veined cock past my lips and slid my tongue against the hard shaft. His pre-gum was salty and sweet, and I brushed the slick head against my cheek, luxuriating in the texture and heat. The rumble of thunder brought me back to the moment. The staccato precipitation beat against the house, wanting to join us. Inside, the atmosphere was hot. From the fire? From us? A dancing amber light washed over my body as I rotated my hips on his thick shaft, feeling it massage and caress pleasure points so deep in my wet pussy. His hands sought my breasts and found only fabric. Lightning flashed in his eyes. The storm had infected him. Possessed of the violence outside, he ripped the shirt open, sending buttons flying over the hardwood floor and freeing my soft breasts to his hands. I needed to feel them against his lips. I leaned forward, pressing my nipple to his lips. Oh, he responded with tongue and teeth, licking, sucking, scissoring, moaning against my full breast until I could feel the vibrations from his throat deep in my cunt. Thunder shook the room and I tilted my head back and moaned to the ceiling, gripping his cock with my pussy and alternately lifting and lowering my body on him. Oh, my mortar, his pestle. So good. So fucking good. Oh, yeah. We were both beyond words, beyond any outside forces, but keenly aware of each other. Our universe stopped at the boundary of our skin and merged at its juncture. His eyes were locked on mine. He knew what I was thinking, what I was feeling, even as I understood his wordless desire. In this brief moment, there was no storm, no fire, no house, no universe. We were alone in each other. Oh, how? No. Oh, 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 yeah. Oh, oh, no. Climax took me by surprise, washing my body in pleasure. I lay down on top of him, wanting contact with every inch of his skin as his hips continued to buck and drive inside me. Triggering several more orgasms. It didn't take him long to join me. I could feel his climax building, his breathing quickening, his cock swelling inside me. I sat up to watch his eyes as I circled my hips and squeezed his cock with my pussy. His face was a mixture of surprise and pleasure and pain and hunger and need and comprehension. And then I felt him. Oh, I love the sound of his coming. And when he did, I joined him. His molten wash igniting my cunt. Inspiring my own animal cries of passion spent. And I lay still against him, breathing heavily against his rapidly rising and falling chest. My fingers felt the dampness of his skin. The fire had died down to glowing embers. The wind outside had become a gentle purr. Our lips were perfectly aligned, and we kissed as if all of time had been suspended. Another storm was coming, and we let it build.